It'll be 3 o'clock by the time you come up here to the table, I think. I don't want to keep you waiting. Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiad, and I'm a hearings officer. It's December 18th at approximately 3 p.m. This is case number 1180262 involving the tow of a vehicle. The appellant, Robert S. Wells, is present. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
No one is present from the city's parking enforcement officer. We can go ahead and proceed in their absence. They have provided some written exhibits, so I'll base my decision on the information that they've already provided. I think you were here for the prior hearing where I went over a lot of administrative details, so
sure.
I'll try to do it quickly. But there are a few things that we do need to take care of. Did you receive the packet that we mailed to you in
yes.
the mail? Okay. Is
yes.
that the best address for us to use
yes.
in the future? Great. And did you read the statement of rights that was included in the packet?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any questions
I
about your rights? Okay. Great. This hearing is being recorded, and we will post it online unless you don't want us to post
it
online.
Fine.
It's okay to post
sure.
it? Okay, great. We will do that then. It'll be available in the next few days if you want to listen. And you picked up the packet from the window that
I
includes
did.
The city's exhibits. Great. Did you see anything in there that was included by mistake that didn't have anything to do with your vehicle?
I do not.
Okay, I didn't either. So I'm going to go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 10 into
sure.
the record. That just means that I can rely on them when I make my decision.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit before about the fact that this is an administrative hearing. It's not a courtroom. We're a little less formal than a courtroom,
sure.
But I have a lot less discretion than a judge. So I'm required to find that the tow is valid if the person who ordered the tow followed all of the relevant laws and rules. I don't have any discretion to lower the tow and storage fees if I think they're too expensive or if I think the tow was unfair. I have to find that it's valid if they followed all the relevant laws and rules. Do you have any questions about that?
Not.
Okay. It looks like you did receive a parking citation as well. So
I did.
That's a separate process.
I already mailed them a letter
okay.
as well.
Okay, great, good. Great. All that said, could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Could you please tell me why you believe the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle didn't follow the relevant laws and rules?
Well, I wanted to say I've worked in that area for the last 15 years, and I parked at meters all over there the whole time, 4 and 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And even though I hadn't parked on that side of Burnside for a very long time, I got off work that night and I thought my truck had been stolen. Because even when I got the parking ticket, I went back and repositioned it to make sure it was in the slot correctly. So I got off work that night and it was gone. So when I called the police, they said, no, my car hadn't been stolen, it had been towed. And I asked them, why in the world would it be towed? And they said that an ordinance had gone in the last few months, an entertainment ordinance or something, and that's why it had been towed. And I had no idea anything had changed on that street at all, or I never would have parked there because I'm very weary of parking downtown just because I do it so much. And when I went to the tow company that evening, I explained to them what had happened, and even the tow driver said, oh, it's that new entertainment ordinance that went in. And again, I had no idea anything had changed on that street at all. In fact, I just missed them towing my truck by about 5 minutes. And I went back to look at the signs, and even your pictures, you can see there's my 25-year-old truck. I couldn't imagine anybody stealing it. But even in your pictures, and I have pictures too, you can see how the sign is a lot higher up, and it actually looks brand new. And I think it's because of that box is why it's so much higher up. But even then, I had no even inkling even to look for a new sign because I had parked over there before with no trouble at all. This is all something that had happened in the last few months, and I really had no idea anything had changed on that street at all. And I think ticketing me would have been one thing. I would have sent it in with an explanation. but ticketing me and towing me, going to work that day cost me $341, and I think that's just a little over the top, for lack of a better expression. Because I'm a law-abiding parking guy. I really am. I don't stack up my parking tickets. If I do get one, I do pay it. So that's my explanation for the situation.
Great. Okay. I skipped over this part. So I just want to let you know, I don't work for the parking enforcement officer.
Oh, no,
my job is to be a neutral decision maker.
Sure.
So these are their photos and their exhibits. You mentioned that you got a parking ticket. Was that on the same night?
Yes.
At that spot?
It was the same guy who ordered the tow, I'm thinking.
But you received it before?
No, the parking ticket was listed at 10:48.
Okay.
So the guy ordered the tow right after that. And I actually got off work at 11:15 and walked out and thought my truck had been stolen.
Yeah, it looks like you were towed between 10:58 and 11:31, sometime in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they had just gotten the truck at the tow yard, because I went immediately to pick it up.
So I'd like to ask a little bit more about, you said you had this photo too, but you mentioned that the sign was really high up. Do you have
a
sense?
Well, it's a lot higher up, as you can see, than usually the parking signs are. And I think it's because of this box, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, do you remember what that box was or about?
I don't remember what that box is.
Do you remember if you were standing there, like, would you have to...
No, I had parked on that street many times, and I just parked and got out because I'd never had any trouble there before. I had no idea anything had changed on that street whatsoever. And the sign is there. It's up higher, but it is there, and it looks brand new. Mm-hmm. So...
Well,
I have a photo on my phone as well, if you'd like to see it.
Well, what I'm wondering about is whether the sign is conspicuously posted. And
well, like I said, it's a lot higher up than those signs usually are. It's higher up than those signs usually are, and I think it's because of that box.
Like I said,
I had no idea anything had changed on this street. I had parked there many times over the last decade and a half.
Would you say that when you parked, you were on the lookout for signs, or were you not so much?
I was not really on the lookout for signs.
Yeah.
I mean, I noticed the one that said pay to park, but I didn't really look for anything else because they're...
Okay. Well, here's what the city code says. City code section 16.30.210 says a vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in violation of a temporary or permanent parking restriction. And then it goes on to state, permanent parking restrictions may be enforced by tow 24 hours after placement in any meter or non-meter area. So what I'm hearing from you is that this looked like a really new sign. You had never seen it before. But we don't have a parking officer here to testify about when it was installed, and I don't see anything in the record that says when it was installed, if it had been installed within 24 hours of when you were towed.
That I don't know.
So that's something that I'm going to think about. Another section of the code says, and this is 16.30.220, says that a vehicle can be towed without prior notice when the vehicle is illegally parked in a conspicuously posted restricted space where parking is prohibited during certain hours.
Well, this actually, the parking sign says between 10 p.m. and 5. I've never seen a restricted parking sign that said between 10 p.m. and 5.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in all my years, I've never seen that before.
I haven't either. And my question is whether it's conspicuously posted if it's way up high.
Well, it's higher than those signs usually are. I can tell you that for a fact.
Yep. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me about the tow of your vehicle?
No.
Okay. It looks like you have a friend here. Were you present? Do you have
any
evidence?
He's the one who took me to the tow yard later.
Oh,
the box sits out farther. The sign is way up high. You would never notice it. and he's parked right underneath it.
I know, I was parked right underneath it.
Your sight is not directed up there.
I can't consider your testimony unless you come up here and I swear you in and get your name and everything. So if you'd like to testify, we can do that.
Yeah, I'd like to say something.
Okay. All right. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Tony, T-O-N-Y, and my last name is Hofer, H-O-F-E-R.
Okay, great. And could you please raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead.
There's the box. It sets out farther. He parked right at the end. He wasn't looking up because the sign is so far up, you wouldn't notice it. It's quite high up.
Especially if you park in that area a lot and
weren't
looking
for any new
signs.
Those I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Oh, but I've never seen those signs before. I didn't even know they existed.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you both for being here. I'm not going to issue a decision right now. I want to go back and consider these unique circumstances, look carefully at the code, and look at what interpretation of conspicuous means. And also think a little bit more about whether I have enough evidence in the record to show that the sign had been installed at least 24 hours before you were towed.
And yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was informed it's a fairly new ordinance in that area, which it is. I'd never seen those signs before.
Yeah. So thank you for being here. I will issue the decision in writing within the next 2 weeks. Keep an eye out for it in the mail.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We normally wouldn't even deal with this, but we don't think this is right, you know? And we thought his truck was stolen. The whole thing was a big fiasco.
Who would steal a 25-year-old truck?
It's really the point of this, though.
Yeah.
It's the point.
It really is.
So I thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for being here.